MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. As the measles outbreak continues to grow in southeast New Mexico, one daycare in Hobbs is taking precautions to make sure one of our most valuable populations stays safe. Since COVID, the Laugh and Learn Daycare Center cleans the center every day and runs heavy-duty disinfectant foggers once a month. So, they were prepared for the outbreak. The center said if a child is running a fever, has diarrhea, or vomit, they send the child home. And then, they can't come back until they have a good doctor's note clearing them. The New Mexico Department of Health still recommends waiting until a child turns one before giving them the measles vaccine. And the department still classifies the measles outbreak as regional. New Mexico now has 33 cases, and the neighboring Texas county has reported 156. And a person is safe after firefighters rescued them from an unidentified cave in Eddy County. The cave is only a few feet wide, but more than 130 feet deep. Eddy County Fire and Rescue and the Carlsbad Fire Department said they received a call of an injured person stuck in the cave. Now, it is unknown which cave it was or how the person got stuck, but firefighters say a rope system was used to safely assist them out. And Senate Bill 70, that would add several crimes to the state's racketeering law, unanimously passed out of its first committee in the New Mexico House. Those offenses added include criminal sexual exploitation of a child, criminal sexual penetration, criminal sexual contact, dogfighting, human trafficking, and bringing contraband into places of imprisonment. Last week, the measure cleared the New Mexico Senate on a 64-0 vote. The bill will next go before the House Judiciary Committee. And a total lunar eclipse will happen tonight into Friday morning, and it can be seen from most everywhere. It starts around 11:09 p.m. and winds up at 1:31 a.m. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.